Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome George Carlin?
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that. When did this country turn into a nation of rats and squealers? Have you noticed this? Last 10, 15 years, rats and squealers and snitches. People spying on each other, turning each other in, calling the tipster hotline. If you see a crime, call the tipster hotline. Let me tell you something, it's not the tipster hotline, it's the rats and squealers hotline. But if they called it that, you know how many people would use it? Yeah, lots of them. Because people have no principles anymore. We're living in a nation of stool pigeons. How am I driving? Call 1-800 and squeal on the truck driver. Sounds like a small thing, but it's not. It's an open invitation to be a rat. And that's what people are turning into. They cooperate with prosecutors, for Christ's sakes. Prosecutors, the worst kind of dishonest swine ever to crawl out of the devil's asshole. Just the worst fucking humans. And people make deals with them. They plea bargain. They betray their friends just to stay out of jail. That's what happened to those poor guys in the mafia. They sold each other out. Shit, when I was a kid, we looked up to the mafia. We admired and respected those guys because they had a code of silence. No one talked, ever. Now they squeal on each other, make a book deal, buy a fake mustache, and move to Pocatello, Idaho. You know something? They deserve fucking Pocatello, Idaho. And speaking of places where people blow cows, let me ask you a question. I got a question. You remember those militia assholes? You remember those patriotic nitwits said they didn't recognize the authority of the federal government? They had a flag with a serpent on it, said, "Don't tread on me." Well, the flag should have said, "Don't squeal on me," because first chance they got, two of them testified for the government against their friends just to stay out of jail. Never mind the serpent. You know what that flag should have had on it? A rat. A nice, big, brown, diseased sewer rat fucking the serpent in the ass. And both of them wearing camouflage fatigues. We got no heroes anymore in this country. There's no heroes. Timothy Leary turned in people to the FBI. Elvis Presley was a snitch for the DEA. The only hero I've seen recently was Susan McDougal. She told Ken Starr to go get fucked, and she went to jail for 2 years for it. That's what I call being a hero. And by the way, Clinton must have thrown her a pretty good hump to get loyalty like that, don't you think so? Huh? Huh? Good for her. Good for her, and good for him. I'm glad he got away with everything he got away with. And the worst part of this snitch shit is these people who squeal on their families. You know, parents spying on their kids, searching their rooms for drugs, and the kids are no better. Did you ever read about one of these dumbass kids turns his parents in for having some drugs in the house? Shit, how stupid can you get? You don't turn in the people who are buying the food, asshole. Think it through. Squealing on your family. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, one of my personal heroes, by the way. You bet your ass. He was turned in by his own brother. You don't do that. You don't turn in your brother or your parents or your kids, no matter what they're doing, even if they're selling drugs and killing people. Whatever happened to family values? In fact, you should never cooperate with the police ever at any time for any reason. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Let them solve some crimes on their own. They rely too much on jailhouse snitches, unsolved mysteries, and America's Most Wanted to get other people to solve their crimes. They turn good citizens into vigilantes and bounty hunters, lower than a snake's ball bag. The mafia knew how to handle squealers in the old days. When I was a kid, there was a famous bank robber by the name of Willie Sutton. Everybody loved Willie. He was running from the police, you know, and one day he's riding the subway in New York City, and a private citizen, some civic-minded prick named Arnold Schuster, spotted Willie and turned him into the police. But Albert Anastasia, a mafia boss, read about it in the newspapers, and he had Arnold Schuster killed, which is just what the yellow rat motherfucker deserved. You don't help the police. When I was a kid and we went to the movies, we rooted against the police. Against the police and for the crooks, and I still do. I love the crooks. I don't give a shit if they come to my house and kill my entire family. I'm on their side. I'd rather spend 16 hours stuck in an elevator with a couple of crooks than even say hello to a fucking policeman. You don't help the police. They're not on your side. Don't you understand this shit yet? They work for the state. They'll plant fake evidence. They'll put a loaded gun in the hands of an unarmed man they've shot to death. They harass minorities. They brutalize people. They deny people their rights, and they lie about it all in court all the time. They perjure themselves routinely, but they don't squeal on each other. They're not rats. So take a page from their book, but never ever help them. And above all, don't plea bargain by turning in a friend. Tell you what, some of you religious people out here, you religious folks, on Judgment Day, when you see God, ask him if you can plea bargain. Ask him if you turn in your family, will he let you into heaven? You know what he'll say? He'll say, go to hell. He'll say, go to hell, you fucking squealing prick. Because even God hates a rat. You know what Jesus should have done? He should have beat the shit out of Judas. Just grabbed him by the beard and beat the shit out of him. Right in front of the other apostles. Make an example out of him. You fucking squealing prick, Judas, you cocksucker. You realize I could turn you into a fucking pillar of salt if I want? Turn you into a fucking monkey. How is I can be a fucking monkey? Where's the money? Where's the fucking $30? Give me the $30. I'm fucking buying beer for the rest of these guys. Because they didn't fucking rat on me, you prick. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. You know why? You know why he didn't do that? Because he believed in all this goofy love bullshit. But you notice something else? He did not plea bargain with the Romans. And he didn't squeal on the apostles, you know? He kept his big fucking yap shut, and he took what was coming to him. We can all learn something from Jesus, even if it's not what we're expecting. Thank you. I appreciate that, folks.